Who works harder, newspaper reporters or web journalists? Newspapers? You mean they still exist? The answers to these questions and more on this week's Radio Berkman. If you've paid attention to the news over the last few months, you might have noticed a lot of news about, well, news. Journalism has put itself under the magnifying glass. In an age when both economic turmoil and the rise of free content on the web circle like vultures, anxious editors and publishers are desperate to find any data they can that supports the perception that they are still relevant. Magnifying glass? Heck, under these circumstances, maybe electron microscope is a better analogy. Among many questions news analysts are asking is where most news starts. Are bloggers breaking more stories than newspaper journalists? Or, as many in legacy media suspect, are newspapers financing most of the legwork, while bloggers reap the rewards by rewriting and linking to stories? Simple questions like, who was first, are much harder to answer accurately. Well, as of last week, those who analyze the news can add a powerful new microscope to their toolkit. Steve Schultz of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society is one of the principals of the Media Cloud Project. He returned to our studio to talk about this ambitious project with David Weinberger. According to Steve, current research methods on journalism depend on a burdensome technique of gathering articles by hand, reading headlines, counting words, and drawing the connections manually, a process that makes it difficult for analysts to explain with any certainty how a particular story might have caught fire.
That's right. Yeah, the best that we have right now are these sort of stories that we tell ourselves about where news came from, and the sort of hand analysis of understanding that. So if you think about, for example, the memos about President Bush that Dan Rather reported on, and if we were trying to understand where did that come from, and did it come from the blogosphere, or did the was it really the blogosphere that sort of outed him and reported on his news better than he reported on his own news? Those we've constructed some of those narratives because we have these prominent examples where it's happened, but we have no sense for whether or not those sorts of occurrences are commonplace. Or how we would go about identifying the important trends apart from these few prominent examples we have here and there. Media Cloud is a technology development project which is focused on downloading the news and understanding the news in its most simplest form. We download the full text of as many news stories as we can from the web, and we perform various analysis on those news stories in order to do research on what the media is covering and how. Essentially, what we do is subscribe to as many RSS feeds as we can, and we then actually go and download the web page that lists that story so we can get the whole news story, and we pull the text out and run some analysis on the text of the story to identify what the important terms are in that story.
About how many feeds are you dealing with right now, and what are you aiming for?
Right now, there are about 1,500 feeds in the system. We have the majority of major and regional newspapers and quite a few blogs as well. But that's really a fraction of what we would ultimately like to be doing. It's really a fraction of the mediascape out there. By way of comparison, Google News has, you know, on the order of 14 or 15,000 sources. And it's those sorts of sources that we're interested in, both traditional mainstream media outlets and web-based outlets that cover the news, whether that's blogs or something that's in between mainstream and citizen media.
So you pull a story in, you do some form of analysis of the words to identify the prominent words in it and what the article is in some sense about. Is that...
That's right. So at that stage of the process, we're doing what is called in the biz term extraction. We're asking a computer algorithm to tell us what entities, people, places, things, events that happened are found in the story. And this has been a computer science problem that's existed for a long time, and people have developed various solutions to it. One group that has developed an especially good solution, especially focused on news content, is a subdivision of Reuters. So they've developed a system for doing this, presumably initially because it helps them categorize their own news articles. But they've also opened it up to the world for free access. So our web server essentially sends, for each story, sends a bunch of text over there, and then they tell us, they send us back information about what the important terms are.
Media Cloud comes out of a very specific set of research needs. What drove the creation of this?
Sure. You're right. It came out of a very specific set of research needs, a specific set of conversations that that folks were having at the center, all related to what the mainstream media is covering, what the blogosphere or what this new generation of citizen media is covering, and what all of that means. What are the relationships between those two domains? How is the new shape of news changing what's covered and how we understand what's going on in the world? And there were some specific questions within that domain that were coming up. For example, we have one fellow here at the center, Ethan Zuckerman, who has had a long interest in what news coverage of the world internationally looks like. What countries, for example, are being paid attention to? Or how stories about particular areas of the world come to be, whereas stories about other areas of the world don't come to be.
So stories that are both in the mainstream mass media and stories that are popping up in the blogosphere.
That's right. And one interesting question in that space is, does the coverage in the mainstream media differ from the coverage in the blogosphere? Is one more or less prone to cover international issues? Is one more or less prone to just repeat what the other is saying, for example?
So for that particular question, which is just one of the motivating questions, you could do a search for the names of countries around the world and see how much is those names are popping up. But that's not enough information. Media Cloud is going to let you see much more than that.
Actually, taking a step back, even if we did what you're suggesting, in order to see how much the name of a different country pops up across the whole mediascape and how frequently it pops up, is actually a tremendously difficult thing to do right now. Historically, when people did content analysis of the media or of the news, what they did is they had a bunch of people sit in a room and read the newspaper and keep track of mentions or watch TV or listen to the radio and manually encode this stuff. And because that was the nature of it, they would often not be able to cover a great deal of it. They would, you know, be able to read a newspaper for a week or something, but you can't have everyone reading every newspaper for, every day and categorizing it. So even to do that first level of analysis you described would be challenging. But that changes when you're in a web environment where you have this information digitized and you can begin to process it automatically with computers. And in that case, it becomes substantially easier to do something like look at frequency of terms where the terms are mentions of different countries.
But we can do that with Google, right? So, or the equivalent search engine.
Yeah, you can do a certain extent of it. That's right.
What's the additional extent that Media Cloud will enable?
So in addition to that, you could look at, for stories that are mentioning countries, for example, you could look at what those stories are talking about. So if you want to get a better sense, not just of are they being paid attention to, but why are they being paid attention to, or what are the topics that are being paid attention to, you would want to look at the full content of those stories themselves and pull out the frequent terms or the most important terms. And that's the sort of thing that Media Cloud lets you do. The system grabs the full text of all of these news stories and then determines what the important terms are, and then lets you do various requests on that.
You mentioned a different type of motivating question, which had to do with figuring out, seeing how stories develop across this new media ecology from blogs to the mainstream media or vice versa and how they spread out. Right. This is also something that Media Cloud can help with.
That's right, exactly. It's a separate but not orthogonal question. You could ask something about the international space as in addition to what's happening in terms of the spread between traditional media, traditional mainstream media, and citizen media. But the fundamental question there is, how do news stories develop and spread? If part of what contributes to our understanding of the news and the health of the news and the diversity of the news is finding out who is doing original coverage, who is getting the interesting facts out there, or who is providing the analysis that others rely on, or who is coming up with a particular mode of reasoning that is persuasive and is sort of sets the agenda, either in the media space or bleeding into political space or civic life. We want to understand, where do those stories come from, especially in a context where a lot of the news industry is under increasing pressure financially, and we see newspapers of various stripes closing across the country and around the world. And if you had a policy concern where you wanted to understand, well, what can I do to support quality, comprehensive news going forward, you would want to first understand who's doing good news, or who is at least doing original news, or who is doing news that is influencing others and spreading. That's the sort of thing that we'll ultimately be able to get a much better quantitative sense for.
So some new meme arises, and right now it's can be very, very difficult to figure out, did this start with a blogger? Did it start from ABC News or whatever?
That's right.
And now we'll be able to see over time where it started, who picked it up next, what sort of influence that had, where else it spread after that.
That's right.
Sort of a map of the epidemic, so to speak.
That's
of
right.
You have any ideas about where this is going to be useful beyond the examples you've given us?
Sure, yeah. For example, one recent news event that would be very interesting to look at, and we're starting to look at with one particular researcher, is the dialogue around the financial crisis and different terms that come up in the course of that. So looking at it as a bailout versus a stimulus, for example. When did those terms get introduced? How did they get traction? Who started using a specific term first? You could pick any number of news events over the past year, and it would be interesting to take a look at how they developed.
How open will this be to researchers?
It will be as open as we can possibly make it, and we don't have many restrictions. So we have released the source code under an open source license, so anyone can look at how it works. We're in the process of developing APIs, free open APIs, so that someone can send a query to our server to query the data set we've gathered.
There's a program could send a query.
Right, exactly. A program could send a query, although we'll have some simple web interfaces to this as well. Right now we have some very basic charts that you can generate on the mediacloud.org site.
So this seems like such a good idea. I mean, there's just these basic questions that we don't have answers to about the relationship of blogs to mainstream, to how ideas develop. These seem like really basic questions. Why hasn't anybody done this before?
It's very hard. It's a lot of data, and there are challenging problems at each step of the way. How do you accurately find the articles that are available? How do you do meaningful analysis on them? How do you amass the storage capacity and processor capacity? There are really a few things that all aligned to make this possible right now that meant that it wasn't possible, say, 5 years ago. The proliferation of RSS feeds as an easy interface to get the data, the development of cloud computing architecture, where rather than running a site on a particular computer and running into resource limits, you can simply install it into the so-called cloud and scale up storage or processing or memory anytime you need to. The development of open other open APIs like the Reuters Calais API that does easy term extraction. All three of those things really are what brings this into the realm of possibility. And the exciting thing is that we can see that those will continue to develop and get better and better. And as they do, make it possible to do more and more interesting research on this type of a data set.
We look forward to it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve Schultz is a fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Curious about Media Cloud? Wondering what Stephen meant when he used the word orthogonal? You can find all this and more at the Radio Berkman site at blogs.law.harvard.edu/mediaberkman. This episode of Radio Berkman was produced by me, Daniel Dennis Jones, at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University.